It's fantastic to see you. Let me add a welcome to you. My name's Nathan. I'm the pastor of the church here. A special welcome to you if you've joined us this morning because it's Remembrance Sunday. We're going to get the Bible open. We always do that as a church family here. It's the center of what we do. We want to hear God's voice. Boys and girls, all the words from the reading will be on the screen, so you can follow up there. Grown-ups, if you need a Bible, please put a hand up. One of our team would gladly bring you one. We're in 2 Timothy this morning, taking a little break. Nate, the words will be up there, buddy. You can watch them up there, or you can have one there. That's great. So 2 Timothy, we're taking a break from Daniel this morning, and we're going to look at 2 Timothy and chapter 2, just a few verses to help us on this Remembrance Sunday. Wait for people to find that. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and beginning at verse 8. Boys and girls, you watching the screen? The word's up there. You ready? Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is God's word to us this morning. Should we have a pray together? And then we're going to have a think about these words. If I can move some of these microphones around for a second. Good, let's pray together. God, our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the living God. We thank you that you created us and you know us and you know how we should live. And so, Father, please, as we look at these words from your word, the Bible today, help us, teach us, make us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus. And we ask it in his name. Amen. Amen. Good. Now, boys and girls, does anyone know why lots of people in this room today are wearing a poppy? Does anyone know? Do you know why they remember doing it? The fighting's outside, they want to be safe. That's a good part of it. Yeah, do you remember why? Because it's a Remembrance Day. That's right. Lots of people are wearing these poppies today because it's called Remembrance Sunday. And in fact, this year is a very special Remembrance Sunday because it marks 100 years since the end of the First World War. And every year, once a year, we take a day as a country where we remember those who died fighting in the wars so that we could enjoy peace as a country. And we do this, some of you will know this, I'm going to put a poppy up here, let me just pop this up here so we remember. So we've got a Remembrance Sunday, but we do this, and sometimes you'll see this phrase, who can we say this together, 1, 2, 3? Lest we forget. Now, lest isn't a word we use very much. But it's basically saying we have this day once a year so that we don't forget all the people that gave their lives fighting for us. Because we're quite forgetful people, aren't we, sometimes? Lest we forget. But we do lots of remembering, don't we, in our communities, in our society. Last Monday, we did some remembering. Who knows what these are? What are these? Anyone? Fireworks. These are fireworks. And there's a little rhyme that goes with fireworks night. Does anyone remember it? Remember? Good. I'm glad some of you remembered and paying attention. We do remembering. There's a day in our calendar where we remember when our government was saved from being blown up. And we remember that day every year. We do lots of remembering as a community. And so, boys and girls, and grown-ups, you can think about this too. Here's my word for you. What does it mean to remember? Can you say that with me? Remember. What does it mean to remember something? What does it mean? Nate, what do you think it means? You've forgotten? Anyone else? No? That's good. I see what you did there. That's clever. anyone know what it means to remember something? Yeah. Yeah, to recall it. Now, here you go. I've got a picture here which might help you to think about it. It's when you think about something. when you bring something to mind. Now, we find all sorts of ways for making sure that we remember things, that we bring them into our heads and think about it. So grown-ups have all sorts of clever ways, like they have a calendar on their wall, and they have a diary, maybe they set alarms on their phone, so that we remember to think about things. But to remember something means that we bring it to mind, we think about it. Now this morning, as we come to the Bible, we're going to see in the words that we read together that there's something that God wants us to remember. There's something that God wants us to think about, lest we forget. Can we say that together? Lest we forget. He doesn't just want us to remember this thing once a year, not just to have a special day to remember it. He doesn't even just want us to remember it once a week when we gather together on a Sunday. He wants us to remember this every single day. And here it is. This is what God wants us to remember. I'm going to put up on the screen 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ. Now we're going to try and do this together, so we're going to need some actions. So we're going to go like this. Okay, ready? Remember Jesus Christ. Ready? Grown-ups, you can join in if you want to, if you feel like you need to participate. It's partly to help us all remember down here. You ready? So we're going to go. Remember Jesus Christ. As followers of Jesus, if that's you this morning, if you've come here and you're saying, yeah, my hopes are pinned on Jesus, I'm trusting him, I believe what he did at the cross is for me. If that's you this morning, then something that God wants you to do every single day is to remember Jesus Christ, to think about Jesus Christ, to bring him to mind. And what is it that God wants us to remember about Jesus Christ? Well, here's the first thing that he wants us to remember. He wants us to remember that he's a savior. So can we do that together and have an action? We're going to go, he's savior. That's kind of a Superman not punching the air. Ready? So he's savior. Fantastic. So who knows whose picture this is? Come on, this one's an easy one. Whose picture is this? Superman. Now, who likes sort of stories of Superman and that kind of thing? Yeah, about four of us in the room. That's good. This is going well this morning, isn't it? So, I am personally a lover of pretend stories of superheroes who come to the rescue and who save people. And this is Superman's logo, but as kids, I took my kids to see Incredibles 2 over the half-term holiday. Anyone seen that movie? Ah, it's good. Yeah, it's a great film of ordinary people with superpowers who use those powers to rescue other people. And that's what Superman has too. Now, this morning, what I want to do is I want to steal this logo away from Superman, and I want to give it to Jesus. Because what I want to do is I want to say that he is a savior. So it's not Superman anymore. That's S for savior. Because Jesus is a real life rescuer. The Bible wants us to remember that he's not like the pretend stories that we listen to, but actually he wants us to remember that Jesus is a real-life rescuer. He's a savior. See, look how the verse in the Bible goes on. Remember Jesus Christ, but look how he goes on. Raised from the dead. Every day, God wants us to remember that Jesus is alive and that he's still alive. Every day, God wants us to remember Easter Sunday. Do you even remember the story of Easter Sunday? Every day, he wants us to remember that great story. You see, today, on Remembrance Sunday, the day where we gather as a church to think about those who gave their lives, we stop and we think about people who laid down their lives. They died fighting for our peace, for our freedom. And as we remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, we're not just remembering that he's still alive, but as we think about him being raised from the dead, it brings to mind the whole Jesus story. You think, Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Ah, I know that story. It's the story of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who came into this world, who became like us in every way. And he went to the cross where he laid down his life to save people. He laid down his life to bring us peace with God. Now, you may not understand how the cross does that this morning, but I'm telling you, that's what it is. That's what it does. And then he was raised to life on the third day. Jesus was raised from the tomb. The rescue job worked. Jesus rose from the dead. You see, when we remember Jesus Christ, we remember that he is the one who was crucified, who died on a cross to save us, but now lives. Boys and girls, grown-ups, the Bible tells us, as we read it carefully, that we all need a rescue. We all need a savior. The Bible tells us that we need Jesus. Why? Because we haven't loved God as we should. We haven't listened to him as our creator. We've chosen to turn our back on God and say, God, actually, we just want to do life our own way. But Jesus came into this world to take the punishment that our ignoring God deserves. It sounds a bit harsh, doesn't it? But in the Bible, it says this. The wages of sin, that is, the wages of ignoring God, is death. That is why there is death in our world. But Jesus Christ came into this world. He laid down his life on a cross to save people like us from the death that we deserve, from the punishment that we deserve. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. Why? Because it reminds us that he's a living Savior. He's one who is still saving people today. So can you do these actions with me? Remember Jesus Christ, he's Savior. Jesus is still saving people today because he's raised from the dead. And so can I ask you this morning, is Jesus your Savior? Do you sit here this morning and say, yeah, he saved me? Have you asked Jesus to save you? Have you asked Jesus to rescue you from what we deserve? And if you have, and that is you this morning, then what does God want you to do every single day to find as many ways as possible to do it? He wants you to remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, because it reminds us he's Savior. That's good. Let's go for that together. He's Savior. But God doesn't just want us to remember that he's a Savior. There's something else he wants us to remember, and we'll see it in this verse, but it's this. He wants us to remember that he's King. Now, we're going to have an action for this, so let's do this. It's going to be one of our normal actions. So let's go for remember Jesus Christ, he's Savior, and he's King. Now, during the First World War, which was a long time ago, 100 years ago, there was a king of England named George V. And during the war, George V tried to do everything he could to support and love and lead the people of this country. George V would regularly take journeys to the front line, and he would spend time with the troops, and he would encourage them and love them and lead them as they were fighting for the country. George V would regularly take journeys to military hospitals where people had been injured, and he'd come alongside them. In fact, on one of his journeys, and you can read about this, he got very badly hurt. His horse threw him over and then rolled on top of him, and he never really recovered. George V was a king who wanted to love and to lead his people. And that is what a king should do. And as we remember Jesus Christ, we are to remember that he is a king. He is a king who loves and leads his people. Look how the verse in the Bible goes on. So remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, but here's the next bit, descended from David. Now, who knows what a family tree is? Who knows what a family tree is? Do you know what a family tree is? That's it. It's a big list of people who are in your family. And in Jesus' family tree, if you go back far enough, if you do Jesus' parents and then their parents and their parents, and if you keep going back far enough, you reach a very famous king in the Bible called King David. Now, why is it important that we are to remember that Jesus is descended? He's in the family of this King David. We're to remember it because God made some very, very, very big promises to David. See, when David was grown up and he was being king, God came to him and he said, David, one day you're going to die. But one of your great, 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 great grandchildren is going to be a king who will last forever, a king who will be the king of kings, a king who will love and lead his people like no king has before. And that king is Jesus. You see, we have a problem with stuff, don't we, in this world, which is that good things run out. So imagine that, you know, you've got a packet of sweets, so perhaps you've been to one of the kids' clubs and they've given you a little bag of Haribo afterwards, and, you know, grown-ups, maybe you're just hungry on the way home. You get that bag of sweets, and what happens? It's this, isn't it? It's gone. It's run out. It's empty. It's lost. Or maybe you've gone on a holiday and you think, this is the best holiday I've ever had, and then suddenly, right, packing up, time to go home, and you're like, oh, it's over. See, the problem is that good things come to an end. Good things run out. Good leaders run out. But as we remember, can you do this with me? As we remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead and descended from David, we remember, you see, that Jesus is a king who never runs out. He's a king who is eternal. He's alive. And so that means that he is a king who loves and who leads his people today, but he will do it forever and ever. He is a king who loves and leads his people for all eternity. That's why he's called Christ. Did you know that? So sometimes we think Christ is Jesus' surname. Like, I'm Nathan Howard, and we think he was Jesus Christ. That was his family name, but it's not. It's his title. He is a king, and he's a king who leads and loves his people forever. So, here we go. This is what we're to remember every day. Can you do this for me? So we're to remember Jesus Christ. He's Savior, and he's King. Can I ask you, what are you doing to try and remember that every day? Lest we forget. Lest we kind of forget that Jesus is these things. What are you doing every day? Perhaps you can maybe get your Bible open and say, Lord, I want to remember Jesus Christ today. Maybe you can listen to something if you're traveling to work. Maybe you can remember deliberately, set an alarm on your, or get your parents to set an alarm or something and say, pray, remember Jesus Christ. But before we finish up, I want to just give you a couple of reasons why we should do this. Why does God tell us, the church, to remember Jesus Christ? I mean, don't we have enough things to think about? Don't you know how busy I am? God, I've got Christmas presents to start buying, and I've got all these people to start thinking about, and I've got six children to kind of look after and get out to school in the morning. And God, why do you want me to remember this? Don't you know how full my mind is? Well, he wants us to remember it very simply because of this. It's gospel. Can you do that with me? It's gospel. We are to remember Jesus Christ, that he's Savior and he's King, because it is the best news ever. It is the best news for our world. And if you're here this morning and you're trusting in Jesus already, then it is your gospel. It is the best news that you could possibly have. It is something you've believed as the best news. And we are to remember that he is gospel. Jesus is gospel for two reasons. Here it is. The first one's this. If you remember it every day, then it will keep you going. Can you do some marching with me? It will keep us going, even when things are hard. Grown-ups, if you've still got your Bibles in front of you, you'll see that the man who wrote these words was in prison, not because he'd been bad, not because he'd done anything terrible, but because he was telling people about Jesus. The going was tough for Paul. But he says, look, remember Jesus Christ. Remember that he is gospel. Remember that he's a savior. Remember that he's a king. Because if you do so, it will keep you going. It will keep you believing. It will keep you trusting that Jesus is those things. If you forget, then you'll probably want to give up. If you forget about Jesus, you'll probably want to walk away. But if you every day remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, it will keep you going. But it won't just keep you going. It will also, here's the second one, keep you speaking. Can you do that? It'll keep you speaking. Friends, if we really believe that Jesus is good news, if we really believe that he is gospel, if we really believe that he is a savior and he is a king who loves and leads his people, then we will desperately want to go and keep telling people about Jesus. Grown-ups, look at your Bibles if you've got them. Boys and girls, listen to this. In verse 10, listen to what he says. He says, "Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Paul put up with absolutely anything so that people could keep hearing the good news about Jesus. He was even prepared to be put in prison. Now, I don't know about you, but I think sometimes if I think people are going to laugh at me for telling them about Jesus, or if I think that people are going to make it hard for me, perhaps at school for you guys or in your workplaces, my tendency is to think, oh, I just won't say anything. But actually, if we remember Jesus Christ, that he is a savior and he is a king, and we remember that it is gospel, then we will keep speaking. Because we'll believe that and we will keep wanting to tell people this is the best news ever. So here we are. It's Remembrance Sunday, a really important Sunday where we remember those who gave their lives to save us in some ways, that we might have peace today. But as we gather like this as a church, there's something else that God wants us to remember. There is someone God wants us to remember, not just once a year, not just once a week, but every day. We are to, boys and girls, can you do this with me one more time? We are to remember Jesus Christ. He's a savior, he's a king, and this is gospel. And if you keep remembering that and you find ways to help yourself remember that every day, then you will keep going and you will keep speaking. Let's pray about that, and then we're going to do some other things afterwards. Let's pray. God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that he is the one who laid down his life that we might have peace with you. Father, thank you that he is the one who is Savior and is King, not just now, but forever. We thank you that he lives. Father, help us to trust him. Help us to find ways every day to remember him. Father, please would you help us to be those who keep going, keep believing in Jesus, and keep speaking of him as we remember him every day. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Fantastic. Well, we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to do some things particularly around Remembrance Sunday. But let's stand together and sing of Jesus, our Savior and our King. Let's stand and sing.